Dr. Michel Sidibe, I'd like to ask you first of all about the reasons for your visit here to the Vatican, and in particular about your meeting with Pope Benedict.
You know, my visit is a very simple one. I am convinced that we will never change the face of people who are suffering from HIV if we are not fostering the link between science, religions, and social change. And for me, the Church is playing a critical role to help us to reach those people who are in the grassroots levels through their mechanism. Every Sunday, they have families coming. So we need to use this strength to help us to fight stigma, discrimination, but also helping us to inform people that being sexually responsible is important when you want really to prevent new infections.
Can you give us some examples, perhaps, of places where you've seen these policies in action, where the Church really has made a difference?
You know, in Lesotho, where you have 40% of services which are given to vulnerable people, given by a Church, a faith-based organization, I saw there a young woman who has been affected by this HIV, and she was pregnant, and she was HIV positive. But because she managed to be transparent and reach the hospital managed by a faith-based organization, she got medicine, and the baby was born HIV negative. So for me, those are individual cases, but cases which matter, showing that you can save a mother, you can at the same time avoid a baby to be born HIV negative, and also give chance to that child to grow without being an orphan. And for me, that is important.
This elimination of mother-to-child transmission is one of your goals, isn't it, by 2015. Are you on track to do that, do you think?
Yes, I think we are on track. A few years ago, no one was even believing that we could even talk about virtual elimination of transmission from mother to child. Today, we have a big global plan, which has been launched during the high-level meetings just a few months ago. But today, we have 22 countries who have been able to review their strategy to establish a new programs. And those 22 countries, of course, are countries with 90% of a new infection every year. So now that they are mobilized and they can really be able to move this agenda, it will help us to change. It is important for us. Why? Because it's important because it is something we can really deliver on. It is not costly. We are talking about $150 to just stop the transmission. You could imagine it is return on investment, because with that one, we could avoid a baby to be born with HIV. And if this baby is born with HIV, it will cost us more than $150,000. So why to not do that in 2012?
One of the reasons why is still stigma, isn't it? Discrimination, because it depends on women being able to come forward and come for testing and come for treatment.
You're right. Stigma, discrimination. It's also the lack of engagement of men. It is also the fact that most of those women are not knowledgeable. They don't have information. They are living in situation where they have been generally taken hostage by their social status. They are poor women. So that's why we think it's important to really give chance to that woman to have access to information so she can protect herself and she can be able to avoid first HIV/AIDS. But if she is HIV positive, at least she can have access to care and treatment to help her to have a baby free of HIV. And that's why I was here. And I was very lucky to really meet with His Holiness today. And my only message was, we don't need a baby born with HIV. And for me, I know His Holiness, His commitment for destitute, for people without voice. But I know also that a call from Him to the leaders of this world to say that it's not acceptable to have more than 900,000 babies with HIV every year in Africa when it's not happening in the rest of the world. I think this call to say is not acceptable. It is issues of social justice. It is issues of better redistributing our opportunities to stop that will help a lot.
What would you like to see the church doing in more concrete terms to try and help, as you say, stop these babies being born with AIDS?
I think the church could help us in many ways. First, to really advocate and mobilize those families, to equip them with proper information, to make them understanding that testing is possible. And then when they are tested positive, they can have access to treatment. And also making sure that people don't stigmatize those women. People understand that it could happen to be HIV positive. But today, being HIV positive is not a death sentence. It's possible to live with HIV. So those messages the church can help us with. But more than that one, the church through, I think, the pastoral letters, letters which can be really sent to all the church, to all the congregation, by telling them to say to the Sunday morning that we can stop the transmission from mother to child, go for testing, and make sure that when you're positive, don't be scared. Drugs is available. Make sure that you contact the health centers to have access to those medicine to protect you. And also, we are working with Caritas in different parts of the world. They are in most of the countries today with a different type of programs. It's important to equip them and to help them to have also a possibility to reach people with services which can protect them, particularly treatment and information which can help them to be safe.
We used to think of sub-Saharan Africa and perhaps Southeast Asia as the two critical areas where infections kept rising, and yet now in many of these countries, infections are decreasing. The areas, if I understand correctly, that you're concerned about now are the Middle East and Eastern Europe. Why is this? Why are you not being able to make progress there?
I think you're right. Just a few years ago, people were saying that the epicenter of the crisis was Africa. We were having only two countries with a successful program, Uganda and Senegal. Today we have worldwide almost 56 countries who managed to stabilize, even to reduce significantly the number of new infections. But we still have, unfortunately, an increase on new infection, 250% increase in the last 10 years on new infection in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. It's simple, because I personally feel that people who need services, particularly who need to be protected to have access to health care, people who inject drugs don't have. They are considered as criminal, so they hide themselves, and they infect the other people. So we are not promoting drug use. I'm not promoting homosexualities. I'm not promoting sex work. But I am promoting the protection of vulnerable people. When you're vulnerable, we need compassion. We need to make sure that those groups are access to services. When I'm talking about services, I'm talking about care. I'm talking about treatment. And that is the same problem in the Middle East today and generally in the northern part of Africa. I just came from Algeria and Morocco, and I can tell you that it was the same message. It is the second areas of the fastest infection in the world today, and we need to pay attention to stigma, discrimination, and we need to make sure that people who are vulnerable or having access to treatment and care and support.